Milwaukee has ranked among the poorest cities across the country, and certain neighborhoods face tremendous challenges. Last week, a couple of Republican legislators rolled out a multi-pronged plan to tackle poverty in Milwaukee's hardest-hit zip codes. Some members of the Common Council wanted to learn more on Monday. As WUWM's Latoya Dennis reports, a few are questioning the seriousness of proposals.
State Senator Alberta Darling and Representative Dale Coenga pegged items in what they call their New Opportunities for Milwaukee plan. The state would enact it in areas where the unemployment rate tops 10%, according to Jennifer Gonda. She's Director of Intergovernmental Relations for the City of Milwaukee.
If you have seen the map that's provided in the document, it covers about half of the city.
Gonda briefed the city's Judiciary and Legislation Committee on the proposed state plan. Up first were the educational components. Successful charter schools could open new campuses without permission from the entities that hold the charters.
They could have a second or third branch without approval from the authorizer. When they exceed test scores in math and reading by 10% of the local public school in two preceding school years. So essentially it would remove the authorizer's ability to control the expansion of that particular school.
Other components of the GOP plan include waiving the need for certain professional licenses in the targeted neighborhoods, to eliminating corporate taxes there, to setting up programs for repeat offenders. Alderwoman Malele Cox questions whether many of the proposals are well thought out.
If they got the separate little school thing for the failing schools, if they got charter schools that could expand all willy-nilly with no approvals, if they got small businesses starting up in all these little houses on the block, if they got recidivism programs run by who knows who, all this stuff at once, like the impact it could have on these zip codes, if all of it isn't done well. And even if some of the stuff is done well, just it doesn't have the effect they thought it would have.
Cox isn't the only Alder person with concerns. Alderman Bauman questions the motivation of supporters. He made light of the proposal to eliminate licensing for interior designers.
With a consistent turnover of homes in several neighborhoods and considerable homes owned by investors, there may be a market for individuals with really good taste to contribute to the design of a home's interior, but who did not go to have the money to pay a license or did not have the opportunity to attend school in it. It's hard to argue the wrong paint and window treatments warrant state regulation of profession. That's not serious. I'm just wondering, is this all a big smokescreen to, again, attack MPS?
MPS has yet to comment on the impact the plan could have on the district. It charters dozens of schools in the city. GOP leaders say they will introduce some of their plans separately, while others will appear in Governor Walker's budget. He will unveil it tonight. Latoya Dennis, 89.7 WUWM.